You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Even Rosh Lakish will agree that it is Kol Lechem, and it is Chai V'Chalav. And if it's Hidbik, or the Bezofer Tziach, first he put the dough in, and then he puts the whole thing on the fire, and then it starts baking. So that's the Machlech Zabiach and Rosh Lakish, where the Maisa Ilfis, a Chayav V'Chalav, a Nam Chayav V'Chalav. So from that Gemara you see, that's the Gemara M'Sochim, that's, where is it? That's Lamed Ches, I think. My self is what the Chayav Daf Lamed Zayin. The Rash calls it Daf Lamed Zayin Amanav. So you see from that Gemara that in order to be called Lechem, in order to be Chay B'Chalav, the Rash also points out from Yerushalmi, it's totally Zevah said whether it's Lechem and you say Hamoitim and Washington until it says that, is it Lechem that it's Chay B'Chalav not? Boy, Bacholchem Yilechem Horitz. It depends on Lechem. Even in cake and cookies, is also called Hay Bachochem Alechem Ha'aretz. Also called because it's Pasavo V'Kisnin. If you make, we explained the first day when we started, if you make Wheatina Farina oatmeal cereal, that's a liquidy thing, so there's no loaf shape over there. There's nothing a loaf. So that's not called Lechem. You can eat 10 boxes of Wheatina, and you never say, I'm lazy. If you eat enough cake and cookies, you do say amoitz, and you do bench brichas amoitz. Why? Because it's a subcategory of pas. It's a pas above the kistin. So if you kaveh suda on it, then it becomes amoitz. If you're not kaveh suda, then it's mezaynus. But if you eat wheatina farina, something like the oatmeal cereal, you can eat as much as you want. Never becomes amoitz because it doesn't have any loaf shape. So the gemara there is buchach that in order to be considered lechem, you need an afiyah. So this is a question, how do you read the top line on page 5 in the Mishnayos, if we all have the same Mishnayos here, the top line in Mishnah Dalet on the top of the page, Hasuvgonim Hadub Shonim Iskiritin Anat Chai Bechala. Suvgonim Sfog is a sponge, so Suvgonim means sponge cake, if you have sponge cake. Dubshonim is a honey cake, you have a lot of drash in the thing. Dubshonim Iskiritin, so the Meforshim say, how does it say in Chumash? Gets a piches bedvash, so the Targum says the Rash quotes on the pasuk that the mon tasted like gets a piches bedvash. It says kis keritin, kis the ritavon bedvash. Some kind of a baked pastry that has a lot of honey in it. So the Mishnah says that they're not chay v'chala. So going with the shon ris keritin, they're not chay v'chala. And then the Mishnah hey says, well, it depends. Sometimes they are chay v'chala, sometimes they're not. So it says it depends. Isa, if in the beginning, in the end, it's sponge cake, it's pturim menachal. What if it's only trilasa isa v'sof? It's sufganin or trilasa sufganin v'sof or isa? Chayev es bechal. It depends what's the trila and what's the sof. What is the trila? What is the sof? What in the world is the Mishnah talking about? It doesn't explain what's going on. So the Taisus quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. This is in. It's in Brochas Daf Lamed Zayin, and it's in Psochem Daf Lamed Zayin. B'mikra happens to be the same daf. Talking about two totally different things. In Psochem, the Gemara is talking about Chiyav Chalo, and what are you Yotze Matzah with? And in Brochas, the Gemara is talking about Amoitzi. But it's the same topic. Is it called Lechem? You can only say Amoitzi Lechem Ha'aretz. If it's Lechem, you only Chayav Chalo, it's Vayi Bacholchem Lechem Ha'aretz. And you only say, and it's only good for Matzah. If it's Lechem only, it has to be Lechem, all of them. So the Rabbi Natam understands that in order to be called Lechem, you need one or the other of the following two. There's a Mishnah in Shabbos, Dafan Gimel, that lists off all of the Lamata Savas Malachas. So the Gemara points out that the first 11 are what we call Sidura de Pas. That's the way you bake bread. So part of the story of baking bread is you plow, you plant grain, you harvest the grain, and then you grind it up. Tochen, you make flour out of it, then you do lisha, you mix the flour with water, and then you put it on the baking tin, you put it in the oven, you do afiyah. So the lisha, the Gemara discusses that two kinds of lisha, there's a blila ova and a blila rak. A blila ova means a thick dough that it doesn't pour. You have to knead the dough with your hands, and it's not easy. The blila rak is like they have cake mixes, that you mix it with liquids and then you pour it. And it pours into the pan and then you put it into the oven to bake. So that's a blila raka. And a blila ova is when you have a thick dough. So Rabbi Natan argues the point and he says like this, the Mishnayos say that your mafresh challah right away after nesinas hamayim. We spoke a little bit last week. Once you mix the flour with the water, you already have the ability to be mafresh challah. We said last week a machlokes the Rambam and the Raiva. The Rambam understood from Yerushalmi that lachatchila the mitzvah min hamufcher is to be mafresh challah right after nesinas hamayim. And the Raiva disagrees. Says no, mitzvah min hamufcher is to wait till after Gilgal, after the Gemar Halisha. Then it becomes tevel. Then the chiyuv hafrosh is chal. If you're going to be mafresh chal after nesinas hamayim, you will prevent it from becoming tevel. But that's not the mitzvah. The kiyuv mitzvah is if it already became tevel, then it's a mitzvah to be mafresh chal. Same thing. Let's say if you'll be mafresh trumas and maisvis before meruah, if you're mafresh b'shibolim, so you have to have havashlish and then you have to have meruah. So if you're mafresh after Havashlish, after detaching from the ground, before the Meruach, so the Raven holds is not yet Tevel. It didn't become Tevel yet. You, by being Mafresh, Bishibalim, Shibalim means it still has the Psolus mixed in with the Yochi. He didn't do the Borer yet. He didn't separate the Echel from the Psolus. He didn't pile up in a neat pile yet. So the Raven holds it didn't become Tevel yet, so the Hafrosha will be Chal, the Adlestri. Mafresh, Bishibalim, the Hafrosha is Chal, but it prevents it from becoming Tevel. So that's not really the Kiyama Mitzvah. The Kiyama Mitzvah is to wait after it becomes Tevel, and then you're Mafresh. The Rabbi holds that there's such a thing as a Hafrasha and a Dovish Einenu Tevel to prevent it from becoming Tevel. The Rambam seems to hold that there is no such thing. You can't be Mafresh. If the thing is not Tevel, you can't be Mafresh. How can you be Mafresh Bishibolim? Last week we said the Yerushalmi learns Pshat in the Mishnah. What was it? Mishnah Gimel. That there's such a thing as being mafresh b'shibolim. How can he be mafresh? The Rambam apparently understood that it is tevel. So if it is tevel, how come there's no chiyah misa b'dei shamayim? If anybody eats tevel, even if a kohen eats tevel, there's an einish of misa b'dei shamayim. How come there's only misa b'dei shamayim if you eat it after meruach? So the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos on Trumas, he writes a fascinating line. He says that the isa deraisa of eating tevel is only if you eat achilos kevel. There's no Issa Deraisa. So he holds when it had Havo Ashlish, it grew in the ground, it grew enough that it's not Eitz V'Yalma, it's called Oichel, Roil Achila, and then you detach it, called Manas Mechuba L'Karka, it's not Tevel. Once you detach it, the Ram holds it already became Tevel. I said, if you eat it, if it's Tevel, it should be Misa V'Dei Shemayim. So the Ram holds not Misa V'Dei Shemayim, on the level of Deraisa, it's only if you eat Achilos Keva. So when is it called Achilos Keva? So the Rambam holds min haTorah, whatever you eat before Meruach is called Achilas HaRoi. Even if you eat a ton, eat everything, it's called Achilas HaRoi. Because it still has the psolus mixed in with the ochel. So that's not normal, that's not a kriya. Whatever you eat after Meruach, when you had Havah Shlish and Meruach, once you have Meruach, then it's called whatever you eat, even just a nibble, is called Achilas Kev. And with this we understand why they made a din with the Rabbanon. The din is that you're not allowed to eat tevel before Meruach. You're not allowed to eat an achilos keva midirabbonim. You're not allowed to eat achilos keva midirabbonim.
Shabbos is kovei also.
Right. So it's, whatever you eat on Shabbos is called achilos keva. And if you cook the tevel, if you have bishul is kovei. And if you salt it is kovei. And if you bought it from someone else, mekach is kovei. A whole bunch of things are kovei. So the whole thing is only midirabbonim. If you eat before meruach achilos keva, it's also midirabbonim. So it's a pella. Why in the world? Why in the world did they institute such a strange din with the Rabbanon? Usually called the Tikkun Rabbanon, came the Raisa Tikkun. There are a lot of things that are awesome with the Rabbanon. Let's say, Basa B'chol of the Rabbanon. If you eat chicken with milk, it's Basa B'chol of the Rabbanon. Did anybody ever hear that it's only awesome? If you eat Achilas Keva, if you eat Achilas Aroy, it's Mutta. Let's say this, Gid Anosh is awesome in the Torah, and Shuman Agid, Gemara says, is not awesome in the Torah. Shuman Agid is only awesome in the Rabbanon. So we never heard of such a thing. Shuman Agid? Is only also achilas keva, achilas aroi is muta. They made macholas asur is mede rabban, so it's also even achilas aroi. Why in the world did they make such a strange din that tevel before meruach min atari you're allowed to eat all you want, and mede rabban you're not allowed to eat achilas keva, achilas aroi is muta. Where called the tikkun rabban came there as a tikkun? What is the talent after? So according to this Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah, he says meyushav. You understand why? Because that's the reason for the din deraisa. That is the din deraisa. Min atari you're not allowed to eat tevel only after meruach. Because whatever you eat after Miruch is called Achilas Keva. Whatever you eat before Miruch is not called Achilas Keva. Called Achilas Aroi. So when the Rabbana, they declared, if you eat whatever you eat on Shabbos, it's called Achilas Keva. If you salt it, it's called Achilas Keva. If you cooked it, it's Achilas Keva. If you bought it from someone else, If you eat a ton of it, it's achilas keva. There are other things that are koveim. In our Torah, the only thing that counts to make achilas keva is miruach. And with the Rabbanon, even before miruach, the whole bunch of things that we label as achilas keva in the Rabbanon.
Isn't what the behemah,
what? What?
The gift to the behemah, shleibi keva.
Whenever the behemah eats even a ton, it's called achilas haroi.
There you see that concept is already there.
That's on the level of the Rabbanon.
No, that's the Rabbanon.
Yeah, that's on the Rabbanons. When if you have real tevel deraisa, you're not allowed to feed it to the behemah. No, either behemah is not Jewish. The answer is you're not allowed to feed it to a goy either. There's no lifnei either. You can give chazah to the goy. So why can't you give tevel to the goy? So Taisa says no. That's even though tevel is mutabanoa, but hanoa shel kiloi, you're not allowed to, because since it's tevel and you mechuyev in afrashas maisers, see mevakla mitzvah afrashas maisers. If you give it to a behemah, give it to a goy without being mafresh the trumas of maisers. So that's called hanoa shel kiloi. Many hold that the Tosis men, the Mishlam Melech discusses that. Whether Hanor Shal Kilui, what Tosis said, is that the Raisa, the Rabbanon, and many Mishanim hold that that's a Din the Raisa. There are some hold that that's also only Mid the Rabbanon, and many hold that's a Din the Raisa. That's called the Bitla Mitzvah. So that's the Rambam holds like that. The Rambam holds that it's in, there is no such thing as Afroshas Trumas and Nice Afroshas Chal if the thing is not Tevel. There is no Afrosha. The Raivin holds there is. The Raivin holds if you're mafresh after Nesinus Hamayim, it's not yet Tevel, but Araya, if you eat the flour with the water after Nesinus Hamayim, there's no Mesivadesh Hamayim, shows that it's not Tevel. And L'chatchila, you're not the kind of the mitzvah then, so you should wait till after the Gemar HaLisha, the Gemar HaGilgal, then you'll be Mekayim the mitzvah. But if you're mafresh after Nesinus Hamayim, that Frasha is Chal. What do you mean it's Chal? It'll prevent it from becoming Tevel. The same thing if you're mafresh Bishibolim. So the Gemara says that it's chal, the hafrash is chal. The hafrash is chal, it prevents it from becoming tevel. And according to the Rambam, there is no such thing. There is no such thing as hafrash if it's not tevel. If it's not tevel, we can't have a hafrash. So how come hafrash is ever chal before meruach? The answer is it is tevel. So how come you're not chal misim de shemayim? Because the isa deraisa is only if you eat the tevel, achilas keva. If you eat an achilas haroi, so there's no isa deraisa. If what?
Before
Meruach,
the Kohen has to eat at the Tahara?
Yeah. Yeah, if the farmer's mafresh truma before Meruach, the Kohen has to eat a Bekdusha with Tahara. But it's regular truma.
Even though there's no
Bisa B'deh Shemayim. There's no Bisa B'deh Shemayim if you eat the Tevel. But once you curry shame the truma, the truma is 100% truma, same as anything else. That Raivet is Lishitasa. We mentioned once a Raivet, maybe a couple of weeks ago. There's a discussion, a big machlokes in the Rishonim. Not all trumas and maisis is the raisa. The Gemara says maisa yerek is the rabbanon, and maisa charuv and unboxer is only with the rabbanon. So what's the raisa and what's the rabbanon? So the Raivin holds like the Rashi and Taisus that only dog and tirish v'yitza, because the pasuk says reishis the gonchus in rosh chavitzarecha. Truma is only the reishis, the truma that's the first to see is truma. So the Raivin holds like Taisus, like Rashi and Taisus, only trumas and maisis is only the raisa. And Dogen Tirish, it's a Dogen is the Hameshes Mini Dogen, and Tirish is the wine or the grape juice or the grapes, Poshim Shad. And the Yitzhar is the Shemin Zai, so there's Asim, that's the Rice, and everything else is only the Rabbanon. So the Rabbit says everything else, the obligation to be Mafrish is the Rabbanon, but if you're Mafrish, it's Chalmen HaTorah. How can it be Chalmen HaTorah? If it's not Tevel, how is it Chal? That's the Rabbit Lishitosa. The Rabbit holds that if you're Mafrish before Meruach, it's chal min atar, even though it's not tevel. The hafrash prevents it from becoming tevel. The same thing if you mafresh after the sinus amayim, it'll prevent it from becoming tevel. It's not that it already is tevel. The Rambam doesn't hold many of this. There is no such thing as hafrash on something that's not tevel. So the Rambam holds that it's already tevel, mishas the sinus amayim. That's why the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah l'hatchila. He understood the Yerushalmi. It's a mitzvah l'hatchila to be koreshem chal as soon as possible. It may become tomei. So be mafresh chal as soon as possible and put it away so the whole Issa won't become tome. Okay, so getting back again. So the first, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos lists off the 39 halachas. So the first 11 is what the Gemara calls Sidur de Pas. That's the way you bake bread. So in the Sidur de Pas and the arrangement, one of them is Losh, when you do the Lisha. And the Gemara says Lisha means a Blila Ovel, when you have a thick dough. When you have a batter, a Blila Raka, that's not Lisha Deraisa. That's only going to be, maximum is going to be Lisha Derabon. Lisha Deraisa, if you have a Blila Ava.
How do you define Blila Ava?
It doesn't pour. It's very thick. Very thick. You have to stick your fingers in and you need a machine to do it. A lot of the batters that you make the cakes and the mixes, so you pour it, the whole thing pours. So that's a blila rak, if it pours. And if it doesn't pour, it's a thick thing, that's a blila ova. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, the Mishnah talk about hafrosh haschala before you bake the bread. Hafrosh haschala when you do the gilgul, when you do the lisha. Rosh Chalim from the Tchilos Alisha. The Sinus Anayim is the Tchilos Alisha, and the Gilgal is the Gemar Alisha. So if you talk about Hafrosh Eschala at the time of Lisha, so obviously it's already he understood, not like the Raven, that you need Mafresh Chala to prevent it from becoming Tevel. But the time holds, the Mafresh Chala already is Tevel. Can't be Mafresh Chala to prevent, not like the Raven. He holds like the Ramba. Mafresh Chala means that it already is Tevel. So how can it be tevel? But the Chumash says, "Hoya b'cholchem lechem ha'aretz." In order to be chay b'chala, has to be lechem. How is it lechem? It wasn't baked yet. So Rabbeinu Tam holds to become lechem is either A or B, either one or the other. Either tchilasa isa or sofa isa. Tchilasa isa means that you had a blila ovo. So if you had a blila ovo, even if you're going to do a bishul later on, you're going to cook it or you're going to deep fry it in a pan full of oil. Doesn't bother me. If you have a blila ova, then it's chay v'chala right away, mishas blila ova, and the bracha will be hamoitzi, and it'll be good for Pesach night. And if it's a blila raka, if it's a batter that you pour, then it doesn't. Then you can't be mafresh chala till after the afia, because it doesn't. There's no chiyuv chalia. It's not yet lechem. Only becomes lechem after you baked it. So then you have to wait till after you have the afia. Rabbeinu Tam says that's what this mishnah means. That's what this unclear mishnah hay says. Is Tchilosai Isa or Sofa Isa, one or the other, is Chayv Chala. What do you mean? Tchilosai Isa means if there was a Blila Ovo, if there was a thick dough, even if you're going to do a Bishul. It already has the Shem Lechem now, because you plan to, if you eat it raw, then it's not Chayv Chala, but if you plan to cook it, then it has the Shem Lechem. Or even if Tchilosai Sivganin, in the beginning it was a loose batter, a soft batter, but so for Isa, you're going to bake it in the oven, so you need either Lisha, Lila Ova, or Afia. One or the other is Chai
Mechal. Even if you cooked it?
If you did a Lila Ova, and then you cooked it, so it's also Chai Mechal, it'll be Hamoitzi. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. With this Rabbeinu Tam Shita, Tosis explains a strange Gemara in Bava Kamma and Sanhedrin.
That he bakes it, and he steals the...
The Gemara talks. Gemara quotes a pasuk, but Zeh Berech Niyat Hashem. The Ganav Zokta Brocha. The Ganav, let's say, bought the Chasam Torah, whatever Chasam Torah is, and then he says the Brocha, and he's buying it with Gamet the Gelb. So, but Zeh Berech when the Ganav, but Zeh the Ganav when the Ganav says the Brocha Niyat Hashem. It's a bizarre to the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's Chir of the Gidov. The Rebbeinu Shlom is not interested in having people praise him, say brachas. Based on gegamet the money, so the Gemara gives a marshal. Haray, the Gemara talks. The guy is there from but ben adam lamakim is there from. Ben adam mahavere he's mezalza. Haray she goes also shal chitim. The guy stole a whole bushel of chitim. Tchana, he grinds it up, makes flour. Losha, he kneads it with water. Bafor, and he bakes it. Hifrish men achala, then he's mafresh chala after he baked it, and he wants to say the bracha. All of our kasevaymer, but say berach nias Hashem. He wants to say the bracha. He can show him the source of zman, afrosh es chal, afrosh es truma, whatever. That's a chirah pegid of takarish bracha. The Rebbeinu Shlom was sunny gezebal. He doesn't want it. So the Tosis is bothered with the shtikal of Gemara. The Ganav apparently is careful ben adam lamakas, but he mizalz on ben adam chaver. So why does it say tchana losha afor behifrish memena chala? He doesn't know that you mafresh chala before you bake it. He asks any balabasta. The mafresh chala when they mix the flour with the water. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, the ganef beis shenemol. He knows the din. He did. The ganef is a fancy chef. He's going to make blila raka. He's making blila raka cakes that pour as a batter. So if you make a blila raka, there is no lisha. So it only becomes chay v'chala after afiyah. So the ganef knows the din. Afor hifrish men achala only after he bakes it, then it can be mafresh chala. That's how Rabbeinu Tam read this Mishnah. Tchilosa Isa means if you had a Blila Ovo, even if you don't do Afiyah, even if you don't do a Bishul, you chay v'chala. the haraya that would always mafresh challah at the time of the gilgul. But you didn't bake it yet, so you see, it already has the shem lechem, because he holds like the Rambam. You can't have afreshes challah unless it already has the shem lechem. It's not. You can't do afreshes challah to prevent it from becoming tevel. It has to already be a lechem, has to already become tevel. Or if you had a blila raka, a batter that pours, then if you had an afia, then the afia makes it into lechem.
It wasn't kohen.
The halacha we don't pass. The Gemara asks your kasha with the kohen. The Gemara says, either the brisa goes with the shita that shina ain't a kohen. The Gemara has a machleg with bisham and bisil. So we pass in a whole perik in Bavakam Hagozel that if you got to mix the shina, he is kohen. And bishamai whole shina is not kohen. Shina bin kamam. So either the brisa goes like bishamai, or the Gemara says maybe bracha shayin. Maybe when you get the same bracha, even though it's taka the ganef is kohen. But still, it's not proper to say a bracha. That's the Gemara, but the Tosfos have that discussion. So how do we pass on halacha? So on Shulchan Aruch, both in Hilchas Hamoitzi, in Aruch Chaim, and in Hilchas Chala, we do not pass on like the Rabbeinu Tami, pass on like the Ramban. Ramban says it doesn't matter whether Blila Ov or Blila Raka. He says, what did the Rabbeinu Tam say over here? That if he did a Blila Raka, you can't be Mafresh Chala till after you do the Afiyah, because it has to first be Tero. That's the first have a shame lechem. It doesn't have, if he did a blila raka, it doesn't get a shame lechem till after the afir. And if he did a blila of it, already has a shame lechem now. It already has a shame lechem now. It's raw. You don't see amotzi lechem menorah, it's on raw dough. It's not lechem. The Rabbi Natan agrees, you have to cook it later on. So you see, even according to Rabbi Natan, you mafresh challah after blila of, every balabaster does. When she needs the dough, she mafresh challah, but she didn't cook it yet. She didn't cook it, she didn't bake it yet, so it's not yet a lechem. You mafresh challah al shem ha'asid, because it's going to become lechem. So how did Rabbeinu Tam know to say such an einfall that if you had a blila raka, a soft batter that pours, you have to first bake it and then it gets a shem lechem and then you mafresh challah? No, if you plan to bake it, it should be chayv and challah right away. So the Ramban disagrees with the whole premise of the Rabbeinu Tam that you only mafresh challah after they already got a shem lechem and already has a shem lechem with blila over before the bishul. No. Rabbi Natan said, if you have a blila of and you do a bishul, then it's lechem. But if you didn't do the bishul, it's not yet lechem. So how can it be mafresh challah? So the Ramban says, and the Shulchan Aruch has adopted the Ramban's shita, both in the Aruch Chaim and the Ge'er Talmud, and in Yerideya in the Ge'er Tuch Yiv Challah. So the Ramban reads the Mishnah differently. Tchilosa Isa means when I was mixing the flour with the water. Doesn't matter whether blila of or blila rak is lamala or lamori. When I mix the flour with the water that I plan to do an afia, the ikir is the afia. That was the Gemara Misochim Daf Lamed Zayin that the Rash quoted over here on Chalas Hamaseres. That the Gemara there quoted the pasuk from the Teuchecha. Well, for lechem nash melach mechem etanur echad. It's only called lechem if you baked it in a tanur. And then the Gemara said not exactly a tanur. Sometimes it's baked on top of the burner, on top of the stove. Also like the same as tanur. When is it like a tanur? When is it not? So that was the machlokes, because the details of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said, whenever there's no mashkin, it's the same as a tana. Reish Lakish said, no, even if there's no mashkin, only if it's your siach of the sof hidbik. If you first made the baking tin burning hot, and then you put the raw dough on it, then it's the same as baking inside the tanur, then it's called afir. But if hidbik or the besof your siach, first I put the raw dough on top of a cold baking tin, then I put it on top of the burner, on top of the fire, then Reish Lakish holds that that's called bishul. That's not called afir. So the Gemara there says that in order to be called lechem, you need bishul. The Gemara never said that you need lisha. He said the Ramban holds you don't need lisha. Lisha means by definition blila ova. Blila rak on Shabbos is only the Rabbanon. It's only Lashma the Rabbanon. Blila ova is real lisha. So he said he denies that you need lisha. He said Ramban says the whole thing depends on afir betana. So what does it mean? Chilosa isa itself or isa? Chilosa isa means like this: when you mix the flour with the water, if you plan b'lachatchila to do an afir, so you plan that it's going to become lechem. So you ready chayim lechala right now. Even if lebesof you decide not to bake it in the oven, even if lebesof you cook it with a mashkin, because since at the time of the chilosa alisha you plan chilosa isa, you plan to do an afir, so it's ready chayim lechala. What if melechatchila, when you did the lisha, you planned to cook it in a mashke? So then it's not going to have, you never planned that it should have a shein lechem. So it's not chayim lechala. But then, if sofo isa, if lebesof, the poel mamish, he does bake it in the oven. If he did do an afir, then it becomes chayim lechala when he does the afir. That's how the Ramban holds, and that's how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch. That you would not say hamoitzi. If you have a blila ova and you do a bishul on it, you would not say hamoitzi. Not like the rabbi in time. You only say hamoitzi. You only chiyav chala if lebesof there was an afiyah. So by chiyav chala, there's an abiknech. If when he does the lisha, he plans to do an afiyah, so right away he becomes mechiyav chala. And even if lebesof he doesn't do the afiyah, the chiyav chala said it. And again, hamoitzi. It doesn't help if melechatchila he planned to do an afiyah, then lebesof he's not eating it till after he's going to bake it. Lebesof he doesn't bake it. Lebesof he cooks it, I'd be mashkin. So then it's going to be mezaynus. It won't be hamoitz.
Why is it different?
No.
It's not lechem.
If you plan to make lechem b'shas lisha, the Mishnah is talking about the chiyuv is if you eat it after Gilgal, then it's misa v'day shamayim. So you see, it already becomes tevel right away. It becomes tevel al shem ha'osid. So if at the time you did the tchilas alisha, you plan to do an afiyah, it already becomes tevel because you plan to make lechem. And even if yourself you don't make it into lechem, but in order to say it has to be b'pah mamish, it has to actually be lechem. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Ramban, but the Shach recommends in Yeridaya that one should be choshish for the Rabbein Tam. So he said if the Balabasta is making a lot of cakes where there's a batter that you pour, it's a Blila Rako, so according to Rabbein Tam, you can't be Mafrish Chalam till after you do the Afiyah. So the Shach recommends that the proper thing is to be choshish for the Rabbein Tam Shita, to postpone the Hafrashas Chalam till after the Afiyah, when it's going to be a Blila Rako. According to the Ramban, you can do the hafrosh of challah with the batter. How are you going to do? Normally, you stick your fingers in, you take a little challah. Well, you can't stick your fingers in; all things liquidy. Then you take a spoon, full of batter, and you put it on the side, and that's the kareshem challah on that. So the Ramban holds you can be kareshem challah when it's in the state of batter if you plan to do an afiyah. And the Shach says the proper thing is to be choshish for the rabbin and tamshita. Not to be mafish challah whenever it's a blila raka, not to be mafish challah till after you do the afiyah. Like the ganef who knew the din. Afor, b'hifrish menachallah. If he's making a blila raka, then you're not mafish challah till after you do the afiyah. Taisus himself explains more gemaras with this. Taisus explains a lot of gemaras with the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is beautiful. We happen not to paskin like the Rabbeinu Tam. The Bochum are learning the yeshivas don't know the Ramban. The Ramban is in Hilchas Challah. I think it may be printed here in the back. Yeah, you have the Hilchas Challah here in the back. But the Bachman Yeshiva just learned Taisus, and the Taisus in all the Masechtas, and Sanhedrin, and Himsachim, and Brachas, Taisus doesn't, the only quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, and the answer all the Shveri Gemara is with the Rabbeinu Tam. There are a lot of famous Taisus in that we don't pass them like. This is one of them.
Isn't there a problem with the Bracha? You have to wait till later for the Bracha?
In Shulchan Aruch it says we pass like the Ramban, so you can be mafresh nechala with the bracha right now in the state of the liquid state, in the batter state. And the Shach recommends you should be choshish for the Rabbeinu Tam, not to do the whole Kriya Shem till after the afiyah.
And the bracha.
Then the bracha will be after, yeah. If you, so that means that you baked it and it was tevel.
It's
and
not you're not.
Well, you say the bracha.
Yeah, but imagine that must be mechuyev now, according to Rabban.
But I didn't do the hafrasha. I do the hafrasha after the afir. So I say the bracha immediately before doing the hafrasha.
No, but you were mechuyev already on the bracha.
But I was lazy. I didn't do the hafrasha till later. Okay, so that's oivel asiyosam. I'll say the bracha immediately before the koreshem chala. The problem is that when you bake it, it's going to become tevel. So the baking tin is going to have a bli of tevel in it. So then your baking tin is going to be treif. So when you mafresh challah later on, let's say a balabasta made challah and she forgot to be mafresh challah. So the baking tin has a bli of tevel in it. So when she's mafresh challah later, she should say, this challah should be chal on the challahs, on the cake, on the cookies, and on the bli in the pot. The Yerushalmi says like that. The Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Yerushalmi. There is such a thing. You can say, I want the afrasha to be chal on the bli of tevel in the pot.
And the stove also has also.
What will have?
The stove?
Yeah.
The stove. Well, usually you don't put it on the stove. You put it in a baking tin. The blia doesn't fly in the air. If you have a dove shamein, if you have a dove shamein, so the schmaltz will be floating in the air.
Don't worry about the
zeya. No. It's not a dove shamein, you have to worry about the zeya. Yeah. Mishnah Vav, we didn't finish everything in Mishnah Hey yet. Mishnah Vav quotes a machlokes Mishana Bisilo in two cases, Me'isa and Chalita. So the Rash quotes when the Gemara is talking on page 8. The Rash quotes on the right hand side of the Rash. They quote from Sochem Daf Lamed Zayin on the base. Me'isa means Kemach Hagabi Mudloshim. Mudloshim means burning hot water. You have burning hot liquid, and I take the flour and I throw it on top of the burning hot liquid. The Chalita means Fakir. I pour the burning hot liquid on top of the flour. So in one case, you're pouring the burning hot water on top of the flour. In one case, pouring the hot flour, the flour on top of the burning hot water. So the Gemara says there's a machloikas b'sham and b'silo, whether you're chayiv b'chala, what's the meduber over here? Let's say, according to the way the Ramban learned, we pass like the Ramban. Whenever you do bishul, then you're not chayiv b'chala. If you made a elisha planning to do an afiyah, then you chayiv b'chala, shem sofa. But if you plan to do a bishul and you actually do a bishul, then you're not chayiv b'chala. So what happens if you did a bishul, then you did an afiyah afterwards? You first did a bishul, then you did an afiyah. So they have bagels are a little bit like that. The bagels, in order to have the texture that it has, tastes a little different from regular bread. So the reason why it tastes different is because they soak, they put it in burning hot water for a few seconds, and then they bake it. The putting in the burning hot water gives it that funny flavor. And then there are donuts that they do a bishul and deep fry in oil. And sometimes they'll do an afia later. Sometimes they won't do an afia later. So what's the din? In order to be chai b'chala, according to the way the Ramban holds, the way the Shulchan Aruch passed, you have to have afia. What if first you did a bishul, then you did an afia? So we pass from that you're not chai b'chala. If first you did a bishul, then you did an afia, then you're not chai b'chala. And it's not going to be hamoitzi. So it'll be bari minim zonis, won't be hamoitzi. Bagels is not so.
It's a bagel, the dough is a blila ofa to begin with, so they're mafresh the challah before they make it.
So the Rabbein and Tam holds like that. When you have a blila ofa, you have to be mafresh challah even if you don't go and do a bishul. But we don't pass from Mikra, then we don't pass from, like, we don't accept the Rabbein and Tam. We hold like the Ramban, you have to have an afiyah. So the question is, what if first you did a bishul, then you did an afiyah? So we pass from the first you did a bishul, then you did an afiyah, it's not called afiyah. So how come bagels is hamoitzi? The Nadi Behuda writes in his drushes, he wrote over his Shabbat Shubat drush, he gave tochocha, A, B, C, D, on particular things, he didn't give a gan. Sometimes he gave a gan to drusha, and other occasions he gave, so he's threatening to resign from his rabbanis over the bagels, that the balabatam are saying mezainis over the bagels, and he says, there must be something wrong with me. I told you last year that it's hamoitzi. You're still saying mezainis on the bagels. There must be something wrong with me, threatening to resign from the rabbanis over the bagels. Yes, so how come the bagels are hamoitzi? Why isn't it mezainis? So the answer is, and how come the bagels are chayav b'chala? The answer is, when they put it in the burning hot water and they take it out, it's not roi l'achila. It's still raw. The only time you say, if you did a bishul first, then you do an afiyah. The bishul made it roi l'achila. When you put the bagels in the hot water, that's in order to give the dough that texture, that flavor, it should have that funny taste that bagels have. But it doesn't make it roi l'achila. But if you did first a bishul, then you did an afiyah, and the bishul made it roi l'achila, then that's not called ofo esenosh lach lechem betaner recha. Afiyah betaner gives it the shame lechem if the afiyah made it roi l'achila. But if the bishul made it roi l'achila, then the taner just made it crust on top and on bottom, but already is roi l'achila from before, then it's not going to be chai v'chala, then it's not going to be hamaitz.
So why do we have chala? What's the difference between chala and brahma?
You said
chala by a
bagel
will not be.
And it's hamaitz, both. Yeah, you are chai v'chala. Yeah, bagel is mamish lechem, because when you do the bishul only is there for a few seconds to give it that flavor, that texture, but it doesn't make it roi l'achila. If the bishul would have made it roi l'achila, then it then would have been that afia following bishul doesn't count. So that's a machlokes b'sham and misil and mishnah vav. So the Gemara says there in Psachim, the mishnah has the first line on page 8, mishnah vav. The first line has a machlokes b'sham and misil by Me'isa, and the second line has machlokes b'sham and misil by Chalita, and they hold opposites from each other. B'sham holds fakir by Me'isa by Chalita. So the Gemara says, it's the same thing. It's a Martanichoda, Martanichoda. The two versions of this machlek in the Shamisil were the Beshamu with the Machmer, or Besil with the Machmer, but it's the same thing, Meis and Chalita. It means the same thing if it became Royal Achila with the Bishul, and only afterwards it did an Afiyah to give it a crust on top and on bottom, that's a machlek in Besham and Besil. There's no difference, Meis and Chalita. The first line of the Mishnah is one version of the machlek, the second line is another version. But it's the exact same thing, Meis and Chalita, the same thing, does make a difference. And we pass the halacha that at first you had bishul, then you had an afiyah, so that afiyah is not nukai nechala. If the bishul made it, roi lachim. That's how we pass. We left out a lot in Mishnah, we left out a Mishnah Hay, and we left out a Mishnah Vav. We'll get to the next. Okay. In the beginning of the parasha, the Torah says that Yitzchok got married late and he didn't have any children and he was mispalo. She was davening, and the Rabban Shalom answered his prayers. Sounds like only his prayers, he didn't answer Rivka's prayers. That's what Rashi quotes in the Medrash, that Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik is greater than Tfilas Tzadik Ben Roshan. So I don't know, so some people, I live in Washington Heights, there are not too many Hasidim, so some people have tightness against the Hasidim, why they go to the Rebbe to be mispalel for them. It's against one of the Kori Hamuna of the Rambam, that the Rambam says we don't believe in intermediaries, everybody should daven directly. I don't think that's in contradiction to the Rambam. Everybody has a direct relationship with the Rosh Shlom, but still Rashi quotes on Chumash, and then with Tfilas Tzadik Ben Tzadik, Tfilas Tzadik Ben Rosh, that when a Tzadik davens, he's standing a better chance of having your prayers answered than if a Baal HaBos davens. So the Gemara says, Mishesh L'chol B'Sof Be'isa, you should go to a tzaddik. He should be mispalel for you. I don't see how that people think that that's in contradiction to the Ikori Amunah. The Chumash says that the Yitzchok and Rivka both were mispalel, and the Rabban Shalom, they were asking for a nes. She was an akor, and he was an akor. All of the obvious, all of the mores, they were all akorim and akoris. Everything was lemailam and ateva over here. The whole Pali saw the whole existence, Kalad saw lemailam and ateva. Der Chateva, Avram and Sora, Yitzchok and Rivka, none of them should be able to have any children. So the Baruch Shalom is only going to do a nes if he has a big tzaddik and being mispalel for that. I didn't see why you just have to go. You have to have a chassidish rebbe who's a tzaddik ben tzaddik. I don't know if every rebbe is a tzaddik ben tzaddik. That's the shteknei gemara. That you go to a tzaddik, go to a talmid chacham, you should be mispalel for you. Tefila is an important thing.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.